Destination Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr. Stranded on the central continent of Venus, there seems little hope of Rocky preventing Gorg's invasion of Earth. Already giant space troop ships laden with robot soldiers roar toward their destination. Meanwhile, after their narrow escape from the walking rock, our friends begin to clear a runway for their takeoff. In the almost unbearable heat of the deserted continent, Mitch and Yan realize the hopelessness of their task. Suddenly in the distance they hear planes. Within a few seconds, jets scream over them and then turn to come back.
Hey, boy, oh boy, we're saved.
I believe you are right after all. I will call Ann and Marla from the bomber.
No, let them finish making that coffee. Them guys in the jets will appreciate a cool drink. Say, come on, the tag factory tanker. Come on, fellas.
Hey, fellas. Woo-hoo.
Mitch. Mitch, those kites, they're diving on us.
God, dummy crazy.
They are, I tell you.
Mitch, flat on your faces. Keep down, Mitch.
I was right the first time. They have been sent to destroy us.
Say, to strafe in our bomber.
Right, Arrow, you will be killed.
But Ann and Marla are in the bomber.
Great Scott. Here is the other kid. Follow me, Mitch. We'll have to follow
him. He's hit the bomber and she's on fire.
Come on. We've got to save the girl. Run. All right. Come on, Mitch. Shake yourself.
I can't open the door, Rocky. I can't.
All right. Let me try. Here. Give no sail will be burnt too
bad. Oh, hurry it up, pal. This tide goes sky high any second.
All right, give me one more try.
Right.
It's moving, I think. Oh, come on. Come on, give me a hand. It's moving.
I'm right with you.
Jeez. All right, this time.
Right.
Got it. There. All right, you get Marla and I'll look after Ann.
Okay.
And shake yourself. We haven't a moment to wait.
Oh, Robbie, I thought never open that door.
All right. You're all right now, Ann. Don't worry.
Let come me on. Help you, honey.
Up with you. Come on.
Here we go. Can I help?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm fine. I've got up. All right, how's Mitch doing?
He has Marla at the other door. She has fainted.
All right, now listen, you hop outside and be ready to take Ann. She can't walk, remember?
Oh, yes, of course. I'd forgotten her ankle is hurt.
All right, now be careful. Here. All right, take her.
Yes,
and run for cover. Be careful.
Good.
There. All right, Mitch, don't just stand there. Get Marla clear of the kite of the double.
Run away, pal.
Run, Yan. Run. How are you feeling, Marla?
Oh, thank you. I am ill.
You're quite sure?
Oh, yes. I feel the better. You see, it was so hot in there when we could not open the door. Oh, I am sorry it was stupid.
Poor chicken. That's very understandable, you mean.
Oh, Rocky, is Anne hurt? No, Marla, I'm quite all right. Apart from swallowing a lot of smoke.
Hey! Keep... Look! Jeepers, did you see that, Rocky? Was we lucky to miss that?
Certainly were.
Another minute or so and we would have gone up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeepers, that's that. Now we'd probably be stuck here for good.
Look, we're still alive. That's the main thing, Mitch.
Look, how long do you figure we'll live on this dump of sand?
Oh, all right. Stop it. You'll have me cry.
Oh, sorry, chicken.
Look, all of you, I haven't thanked you for saving me.
Oh, you don't have to.
Let me finish for
you. No, please.
Just you're making me embarrassed.
But a lovely little speech all thought up. Yes, so had I, Ann.
Well, listen, girl, save it up for later.
Yeah, if you live that long.
Oh, Mitch, don't be a nutmeg all your life.
Don't be making cracks all the time.
Just try laughing for a change.
What do we got to laugh at? I can't see nothing to giggle over.
Give him a crack, Rocky.
Hey, Rocky. Uh-huh. Hey, just got a question for you.
All
just
right.
A question. Where are we going?
Oh, I just got an idea. I won't be far away.
Okay, if you're not gonna be so. It's a very weird guy, that, you know. Every time I go to talk to him, he starts wandering up. Well, at least there's something good to come out of this business, Yan. We don't have to build that runaway.
No, that is true.
Well, what's our next move?
I do not know. I suppose we would have to try to reach the coast.
Oh, no, that would be no good. We could not do that, Dan.
Hmm?
It is too far.
Hmm. Hey, Rocky.
Yeah?
What's the matter with you? What are you standing around there for? You going sand happy or something?
No, Mitch, I'm not sand happy. I'm just watching those jets. You know, they're still hovering about.
Now, you don't reckon they're going to land, do you?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to work it out.
I'm mighty suspicious. I'm going to keep my eye on them anyway.
Oh, quit kidding yourself, Rocky. They done their job and they're on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that reminds me of something, too.
Yeah?
I wish we was on our way home.
Well, listen, Mitch, if my hunch is right, Earth won't be a very happy place now.
How come?
I don't know. I'm positive those flashes that you saw the other night were spaceships taking off.
Don't say. For the invasion of Earth?
That's right. For the invasion of Earth. I believe that Gorg's space fleet is already on its way, and unless we can stop it, the Earth is doomed.
As Rocky speaks, two men sit facing each other in a room at United Nations headquarters. Their faces are grim, strained. One, a famous general, is outlining his plans for the world's defense.
And finally, Mr. President, my guess is that they'll attack first our great cities, such as London, New York, Sydney, and Moscow.
Simultaneously?
But definitely. Their aim will be to create as much confusion as possible.
My dear General, our people will not panic.
Anyone will panic if he sees whole buildings crashing down on him and doesn't know what or why it's happening.
I don't agree with you, General.
However, let me go on. After this preliminary attack with atomic or hydrogen bombs, their main forces will begin to land in the northern and the southern hemispheres.
Where?
Well, there I've got no idea. I've placed the men at my disposal in what I consider to be likely spots. That's all, Mr. President.
Well, General, all we can do now is wait.
Yeah, that'll be the hardest part.
Yes, yes. You've done a fine job, General. I see that our allies learn of your work.
All right, thanks.
Assuming that Professor Vernon and the intelligence are correct, we can expect to be invaded within 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, that is so.
You think they are right?
Well, don't you?
Well, of course, they don't understand the language.
Mr. President, we were warned weeks ago that this fellow Gorg intended invading the Earth.
Yes, I know.
And let's cut the wishful thinking and do our damnedest to beat these guys.
Oh, we will. I give you my assurance that the United Nations will fight to the last man. We will never surrender. Never. Have we any hope of driving out the invaders?
No, very little.
Mm.
You see, we've had no experience of interplanetary warfare. We don't know where the men from Venus will attack or what weapons they have.
In other words, our position is hopeless.
Yep. Our only hope of survival is that this, the Rocky Star can help.
My dear General, what can one man do against millions? What can he do?
My dear Mr. President, what can we do?
Well, we will fight to the better end.
With inferior weapons and millions of casualties?
Maybe.
Look, a few minutes after the attack begins, at least 10 million people will be dead. Hundreds of cities destroyed. All our power system crippled.
You sound very grim, General.
We're facing an interplanetary war, Mr. President. Forget all other wars. They were nothing compared to what this one will be. No, as I said before, our only chance of survival is that this Rocky Star can do the impossible and stop that invasion fleet.
Tell you, we've had it.
Rocky will find a way out of our trouble.
Don't give me that, Yen. You know better than any of us that we're through. We'll rot on this central continent.
I feel that he will
be able to... you're getting as bad as Rocky. You know what's wrong with you guys? You don't know when you beat.
He will save us.
Yeah, well, he won't be there standing watching them jets. Hey, Rocky.
Not so loud, Steve.
Well, who am I disturbing in this deserted dump?
Anne, she's asleep.
Don't tell me she can sleep in this seat.
Her ankle is bad. She needs medical attention.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, that's tough. Poor kid.
Is it broken, do you think?
Perhaps. Oh, I wish we were near a doctor.
Yeah, well, there's no hope of that. We're here till we die.
I don't agree with you.
Stop being so cheerful. How come, anyway?
One of those jets is coming into land.
Oh, look, pal, you've been out in the heat too long.
I tell you, it is, Mitch. And it'll save a lot of our problem.
Hmm? What's cooking?
Well, we're going to rush that plane the moment its engines cut.
I told you that he would get us out of this trouble.
Yeah, well, what if that tight lands, we can grab it, huh?
Where's the other gun, Rocky? Well,
that left for its base a few moments ago. Now, listen, come on. We've talked enough. I'll explain my plan on the way.
Yeah, how about the girl?
Well, we'll leave them here just for the moment.
Right.
I want to get as close to the end of those rocks as we can before it touches down.
Oh, good idea.
I think it'll end its run about there.
Why are they landing?
To make sure that we are like our planes. Burnt out.
I know we'd get out of this mess, Young.
You did?
Oh, miss.
Why, sure. Well, I didn't say nothing, you know. I didn't want to raise any false hope.
Just a moment. He's touching down now. Now, listen. You two both know what you have to do.
Yeah, boy, I'm just itching to get a crack at someone. Not a bad sit-down for a Venusian.
Not bad at all. The crew are sure to hop out and have a look at our plane.
Lucky.
Yeah?
They have cut their engines.
Yeah. Now, let's creep forward.
All right. Now, keep well down. We don't want to be spotted.
Wait. One man has just climbed out of the cabin door.
Hey, there's another guy.
Yeah. Listen, Yan, how many in a crew?
No more than two in these fighter bombers.
Hey, Rocky, they're walking this way.
All right, now come on, back behind the line. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Now, when I give the word, jump them. It'll
be a pleasure. Hey,
come
here, baby. Hey,
you love if you be a profit.
All right, into the mix.
Right, no.
All right, only one to go, Mitch.
Playing Jimmy with him.
All right, now over to the kite, quickly.
Hey, can you fly these jobs, Yan?
Of course. This is one of our older fighter bombers.
All right, there'll be room for all of us.
We can squeeze in.
Well, as soon as you've looked around, I'll dash back and get the girls.
Say, this couldn't be better. The door's open and everything.
All right.
In you go, Yan. Now,
yes?
I'll be right after you.
All right, hop into the cockpit and start the engine while
Vehicle
I... Vehicle
and grasshoppers, we've walked into a trap.
What?
Look behind us. There's a Venusian with a gun.
Eyes wide with astonishment, Rocky and the others stare at the grim-faced Venusian. What will happen aboard the jet? Are our friends doomed to end their days on the central continent? Or can they escape and destroy Gorg's invasion fleet? There are startling developments ahead, so be sure to hear the next thrilling chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus!